USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The first wave of new U.S. troops being deployed to Eastern Europe have arrived in Poland and Germany. President Biden ordering the move in response to the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Their arrival comes amid reports Russia now has enough troops, tanks, and military hardware poised along Ukraine's border to launch a full-scale invasion. Washington Democratic Congressman Adam Smith is the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee.
It's still not exactly clear what Putin intends. A lot of people think, you know, he's going to do it. But at this point, it appears that he has not officially decided. But the threat is real. He has set it up so that he can do it at a moment's notice. So we need to unite to deter him from doing that.
The Milwaukee, Wisconsin SWAT team is on the scene of an active shooter situation at an apartment building just outside of the city. USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
A campaign is continuing to educate women about their heart attack risk.
Friday was National Wear Red Day, part of the American Heart Association's ongoing campaign to remind women that they are not just at higher risk than men for heart attacks, but in fact, heart attacks are the number one cause of death in women. Dr. Noelle Berry-Mers of Cedars-Sinai Hospital telling CBS News,
"We are doing this because of the rising cardiovascular death rates in women, particularly younger women under the age of 50. And particularly women of color. And this started before the pandemic, but it has been exacerbated by the pandemic."
And she says that in many cases, women's stress levels directly relate to their heart attack risks, which is why it's often called broken heart syndrome. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Two-time gold medal winner Shaun White is set to retire after the Beijing Olympics. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
NFL owner is in hot water once again.
Former employees of Washington's NFL team pressured Commissioner Roger Goodell in front of Congress to release a report delving into the team's hostile workplace culture, including allegations of sexual harassment. Six former employees spoke before the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. One of the six leveled a new complaint against team owner Dan Snyder, saying she was sexually harassed at a team function. Former cheerleader and marketing manager Tiffany Johnston said her invitation to a team dinner was orchestrated by her boss and Dan Snyder to put her in a compromising sexual situation. Johnston said she was later told to keep quiet about it. The league said it will not release the completed report, arguing that doing so would compromise the anonymity of those named in it. The NFL eventually fined the team $10 million, while Dan Snyder's wife, Tanya, temporarily took over the team's day-to-day operations. Dan Snyder apologized for the team's culture but issued a statement denying all allegations against him. Also, the team has now unveiled its new name, the Washington Commanders, after spending all last season known as the Washington Football Team. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More news can be found by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.